Last week, I asked my father what he needed from the store. He said, my dear, I don't know if they make it anymore, but I'd love some Pabst Blue Ribbon. Pabst Blue Ribbon. Pabst Blue Ribbon. That's some damn good beer. Said your mother didn't smoke, she didn't go for fancy food, but there was one thing always got your mother in the mood. That was Pabst Blue Ribbon. Pabst Blue Ribbon. Pabst Blue Ribbon. That's how you got here. Husband, he drinks only Guinness stout. But you know that I got pregnant on the weekend we ran out. Pabst Blue Ribbon. Pabst Blue Ribbon. Pabst Blue Ribbon. That's some damn good beer. Son is married, he'll live right across the bridge. It made me happy yesterday to peek inside their fridge and sing Pabst Blue Ribbon. Pabst Blue Ribbon. Pabst Blue Ribbon. That's some damn good beer.
Where are those people? When they come in, everybody stand up and look at them.
Some people love the easy chair. Some people love to spend their evenings sitting right there. Some people sip their morning tea. Some people love their days as dull and calm as can be. Not me. I keep kicking the beehive just to feel alive again. Keep bursting bubbles, stirring up trouble where I can. I keep playing with matches, something catches, let it burn. I keep kicking the beehive, and I know I'll never learn. Some people
don't need to get along. Some people live in fear they might say anything wrong. Some people happily comply. Some people do as they are told and never ask why. Not I keep kicking the beehive just to feel alive again. I keep bursting bubbles, stirring up trouble where I can. I keep playing with matches, something catches, let it burn. Don't preach to me. Strange, some people never want to feel a thing. Strange the way I kinda like to feel the sting. Troublemakers everywhere. Troublemakers including those who marched in the science march today. Now two songs from the 2013 project called Hayseed. Songs about farms, farmers, and the people who love them. This song is called The Revenge of Kevin Oberbreckling. Some Oberbrecklings in the house tonight. All the city kids, they had it better than us. They got to go have fun the minute school was done. They didn't ride in the bus. All the city kids, they had brand new Schwinn's. Ours had rusty tires held together with pliers and some cotter pins. All the city kids, they never did no chores. We were baling hay, milking twice a day, they were making s'mores. We're the city kids, we're the city kids, all the city kids. All the city kids, they had their own TVs, had carpet on the stairs, they had beanbag chairs, they kept diaries. All the city kids, They had fluffy little dogs. A dog that sits in bags, a dog with all four legs, didn't smell like hogs. All the city kids had fancy clothes. All the city kids looked down their nose. Back then, they have become adults. They want to be someone. They want to get things done. They want to get results. They want organic fruit. They want organic meat. Come to the city park. It's called the farmer's market, and it fills the street. And our food is good, but our price is steep. It takes them by surprise. I see them blink their eyes. I see them nearly weep. But we were just 4-H. We were the FFA. High time they learned how the tables turn. Now they're gonna pay. All the city kids. All the city kids. Revenge is a dish best served with asparagus.
My
guitar has a fever tonight. Burning with a fever. There it is. Okay. Skies of blue and fields of green. Water full of atrazine. 100 acres to explore, acres full of alichlor. Hey, hey, ho, ho, Mom and Dad, how could they know? Ho, ho, hey, hey, herbicides done made me gay. I was a tiny tot, 2,4-D in paraquat. Seep beneath my prairie home, fractured my X chromosome. Hey, hey, my, in all those years I wondered why. Herbicides done made me gay. And if your well is full of glyphosate, then the chance is good, the chance is great, that you'll much prefer a same-sex mate. It's true from Maine to California. Listen, people, let me warn you. Think before you spray those weeds. Think exactly where that leads. Generations just like me, watching endless hours of glee. Hey, hey. friend Matt. Here's what I'm gonna do different, Matt. Stand by. Actually, just go ahead and talk to your neighbor for a moment, like the sign of peace or something in church or something. Just say hello to your neighbor for a moment. Matt, just turn the guitar line down. I'm gonna go right past the tuner and right on in, okay? Forever 21? Who said there should be a store called Forever 61? Maybe pull that off. Where are these people? At this point, right? I mean, it's 8:30. It's like Southwest Airlines. We're just giving their seats away. Don't you think? Aren't they? Yeah. This thing, come on, you guys. Just come on down here. Honestly, just come down. Just come down. Four seats. Come on down. Forever 61. Well, hello, my old friend. How very wonderful to see you again. And I'm sure this probably isn't quite the time or the place, but what did you do to your face? I mean, what with the eyes? You look like everything's a total surprise, like a hyper little hunting dog about to give chase. What did you do to your face? Your nose is so small now, so teeny tiny, how do you breathe it all? And your lips, balloons, overinflated as a pair of pontoons. You look weird, you look good. You don't look anything like anyone should, except for people from Los Angeles and deep outer space. What did you do to your face? And you smoothed your brow. You got it flatter than Nevada somehow, and your chin's tucked in so tight your boobs go up whenever you grin. Hey, you're right, I'm a jerk. If you don't mind my asking, who did the work? Do you think there's any chance that they'd consider my case? What did you do to your face, and was it painful? What did you do to your face? Was it expensive? What did you do to your face? Would you go with me? What did you do to your face? Thank you very much. That's from a new collection called Eight Unnecessary Songs. Eight songs that no one needs, no one needed, and yet here they are. There's no stopping them, there's nothing you can do. So I'll do another one of those totally useless numbers for you. Now. Do we still have two seats down here?
Yes.
There was magic. We had dinner and wine. You said your place or mine. We woke up the next day in your bedroom. We had coffee and laughed. And a few minutes after, you said, maybe it's time you meet Fred, my Polish lowland sheepdog. And then Fred, he jumped up on the bed. And as I petted Fred on the head, you kissed your dog on the mouth. That's when it all went south. That's when my feet hit the floor and I walked out your door. For I could not unsee what I'd seen when you smooched your pooch and put your lips on his. That wasn't, that is the end. But you followed me out to my Camry. You said, what's the big deal? You said, Fred, sit, Fred, heel. You said, dog's mouths are cleaner than humans. I said, I have my doubts, because dogs put their snouts in their ass and eat crap they find in the grass, and that's how they get hookworms. And you cried and you got all upset. And I tried, but I could not forget. You kissed your dog on the mouth. That's when it all went south. That's when my feet hit the floor and I walked out your door. For I could not unsee what I'd seen when you smooched your pooch and put your lips on his. That wasn't, that is the end. And I'll wonder right up to the day of my death about that slight hint of kibbles and bits on your breath. You kiss your dog on. Why did you do on his? That was, and that is the end. You can see why they're unnecessary. To hear my friend Mark Elliott, professor of music theater at DePaul, laughing over there. That's when you know you have something going on. We have Alma Mendoza in the house. We have a cabaret royalty in the house. Alma Mendoza, beautiful singer. Our friend Bob Paulson, good man, is here also. I'm outing you. You don't mind if I out of your presence, do you? Bob's in the corner over there. Is Rebecca here? Did Rebecca come with you? She's so amazing. Playwright Rebecca McGillman. And then, of course, ladies and gentlemen, Ras Lovegore.
They filled the seats.
They filled the seats. How are you? We'll enter the spiritual portion of the evening now. I know some of you were hoping for that. Spiritual. Hallelujah. I went to Easter Mass with my parents in eastern Iowa last weekend, and I was in church, and I looked around at all of the stuff, you know, like the candles and the chalices and the statuary and stuff, and I was like, some of this stuff would look so cool in my office. Did you?
It was the first Mass I've been to in a long time.
Yeah, me too, a long time. A little while. Yeah, I didn't get your card punched for about 5 years there, 7 years. But if you're baptized Catholic, then you're done. You're good forever.
You're good.
I know it. That's the great thing. Right, I know. I'm with you. Yeah.
They had really good wine at our church. I think it was port.
Really? It was port?
It was kind of a swanky church.
Port.
Yeah, they had port.
Where did you go to Mass?
In Denver,
they have port?
Episcopalian church in Denver. They have
port. Oh, wow. The Episcopalians, they would have port, wouldn't they? I think our communion beverage was Bush Light.
I've been to that church, too.
when I closed my eyes so I would not see. My Lord did trouble me when I let things stand that should not be. My Lord did trouble me when I held my head too high, too proud. My Lord did trouble me when I raised my voice too little, too loud. My Lord did trouble me, did trouble me with a word or sign, with the ringing of the bell in the back of my mind. Did trouble me, did stir my soul, for to make me human, to make me whole. When I slept too long, slept too deep, my Lord did trouble me. Put a worrisome vision into my sleep, my Lord did trouble me. When I held myself away and apart, my Lord did trouble me. And the tears of my brother did move my heart, my Lord did trouble me, did trouble me. The word or sign, with the ringing of the bell in the back of my mind, did trouble me, did stir my soul, for to make me human, to make me And of this I'm sure, of this I know, my Lord will trouble me. Whatever I do, wherever I go, my Lord will trouble me. In the whisper of the wind, rhythm of a song, my Lord will trouble me. To keep me on the path where I belong, my Lord will trouble me, will trouble me. Trouble me, will stir my soul, or to make me human, to make me whole, make me human, to make me good fortune to have that song recorded by Tom Jones. It's not unusual, Tom Jones. I don't think that Dog Song is going to have the same fate. I don't want to see that. I don't think it has a future at all. But. Probably not. Excuse me, sir, what did you say when you shout so loud it's hard to tell? You say that I must change my ways, or I am surely bound to hell. Well, I know you'd damn me if you could, but my friend, that's simply not your call. If God is great and God is good, why is your heaven so small? You say you know, you say you've read that holy Bible upon the shelf. Do you recall when Jesus said, "Judge not lest ye be judged yourself"? For I know you'd damn if you could, but my friend, that's certainly not your call. If God is great and God is good, why is your heaven so small? With your fists that shake and your eyes that burn, what makes you do these things you do? I would not be surprised to learn someone somewhere excluded you. Why is your heaven so small? Thank you. May I suggest to you, may I suggest this is the best part of your life? May I suggest this time is blessed for you, this time is blessed and shining almost blinding bright. Just turn your head and you'll begin to see the thousand reasons that were just beyond your sight. The reasons why I'd suggest to you, why I'd suggest this is the best part of your life. There is a world that's been addressed to you, intended only for your eyes. It's a secret world, like a treasure chest to you, of private scenes and brilliant dreams that mesmerize. A tender lover's smile, a tiny baby's hands, the million stars that fill turning sky and night. And I suggest this is the best part of your life. There's a hope that's been expressed in you, the hope of seven generations, maybe more, and this is the faith that they invest in you. It's that you'll do one better than was done before, and inside you know, inside you understand, inside you know it's yours to finally set right. And I suggest to you, yes, I suggest this is the best part of your life. Comes from the slowly setting sun. This is a song, a request of you, to see how very short these endless days run. And when they're gone, and when the dark descends, oh, we'd give anything for one. I suggest this is the best part of your life. Thank you.
When you're in a 1955 Chevy Bel Air and you're cruising
Azora El Cuervo, you'll smile and let every last care go, floating away on the music in your ears. As you roll past La Media Coiba, your girlfriend gets out and says, see ya. Yeah, she's over it, she's had enough. You don't care because now you're in love with a Chevrolet.
Believe me, it's lovely here tonight.
When I sleep, I keep dreaming a dream. We'll be coming here soon.
You deserve a better song. But this is the one that, you know, happened. You'll see. You know, I know. Sometimes you know going in. Oh, yeah? Because you're a songwriter. You know going in, you're like, some of these are just crap. And you, you finish them anyway. People who got really excited when I learned that Southwest was going to Cuba, right? Because I was excited about going to Cuba, and I have taken Southwest. They go three destinations. One is Havana from Fort Lauderdale, and also Tampa. One is Santa Clara, which is in the center of the island, and I don't know that there's very much that's exciting there, but some people go there. And then there's this other destination, the third destination, when you fly Southwest and you get your little book out, your little magazine from the seat pocket. And you look at destinations in Cuba. This is the third destination. And I would like now to present for you the brochure. There's a beautiful beach 90 miles from Havana. There's a beautiful beach stretching out into the sea. Anybody know what it is? Where? No, it's not Santiago de Cuba, but I want to go there. You want to go there? Let's go. All right. Where the sand's soft and fine, and the ocean's divine, and the weather is warm and as lovely as can be. If you find yourself there, in a chair or a cabana, you will think you have found paradise, take it from me. You'll be sorry to leave it, and then you will go back again and again to Varadero, Varadero, Varadero. You want to sing that again? Varadero, Varadero, Varadero. Beautiful! Tourist trap beach 90 miles from Havana. It's a breathtaking beach, but the rest is awfully lame. They've got chintzy decor and spilled beer on the floor by Canadian drunks who keep asking you your name. If you happen to go, tell them you're from Montana. So the Cubans you meet won't assume you'll act the same as the drunk-ass Canadian men who go back again and again to Veradero, Veradero, Veradero. Veradero, sand so pristine and white. Veradero, Veradero, so very extraordinary. It's a dream and a total nightmare. There's a beautiful beach 90 miles from Havana. It's a beautiful beach overrun by human beings. Ah, but what can you do? 'Cause we're all human too. And we're prone to excess and to doing stupid things. Before you book your flight from New York or Atlanta, know that pleasant experiences often come with strings, like stepping over the three passed out guys as you stroll out to watch the sunrise. Veradero, 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 Veradero.
Think how far you'd see. Oh, to be a bird.
ought to be a bird. Ought to be a bird. High above the ground, nothing holds you down. Ought to be a bird. Ought to be a bird who can do as he pleases, who can whistle and warble all day, turn his pretty wings every which way. Ought to be a bird who can glide on the breezes, who can fly to Miami and then fly back home to Remedios again. Ought to be a bird. Ought to be a bird. Free to come and go. No one tells you no. Ought to be a bird. Oh, to be a bird who could fly across the water with a white ginger leaf in my mouth on a warm gulf breeze from the south. Oh, to be a bird, see my little bird daughter who has three. Oh, to be a bird. I never will, it seems, but I still have my dreams. Oh, to be.
I heard music like we don't got in L.A. or Chicago. I heard a band with trombone, percussion, and drums. Then somebody said, here he comes. And the entire place started going crazy. Ramon, and suddenly everyone's dancing. Ramon, and watching that good-looking man sing. Ramon, and everyone's up on their feet and looking for someone to meet. I almost passed out in the heat. Oh my God, oh my God, yeah. A black t-shirt stretched tight over his muscles, delicious to his very corpuscles. That smile, those sunglasses over his eyes, the jeans painted over his thighs. I swear then and there that I ovulated. Ramon, and suddenly everyone's dancing. Ramon, and watching that good-looking man sing. Ramon, and everyone's up on their feet and looking for someone to meet. I almost passed out in the heat. Oh, my.
been to both coasts and been to Canada. I've traveled three continents with regularity. Everywhere that I go, everyone that I meet could be doctors and lawyers or just the people on the street. I hear their voice, unmistakable sound calling back time after time, heading south on a two-lane road, heading south. Think I'm losing control, I'm heading south. Before I get old, I'm heading south. I just might never go home, heading south. Baby, you and me are heading south. Like a river to the sea, heading south. Can't turn around, no, till I hit Memphis town. Oh, let's all head on down. Start in St. Paul. Take Highway 61 down to Lake City, Wabasha, La Crosse, Prairie du Chien, Dubuque, Bellevue, Savannah, Sebulon, Davenport, Rock Island, and Boleyn, Muscatine, Burlington, Keokuk. All the way down to Memphis, heading south. Thank you, everyone. Thanks so much. Well, now that we've gone south, we need to listen and be aware of the north wind. Cement painted on the side, and a seagull flew by calling out through a pale blue sky. And a smokestack flashed in the distance as the sun began to rise. And a smile shone through the corner of your dark brown eyes, and the north wind began to blow. You hear the trees all along the shore. Through my heart as you say, down the road I still feel it blowing, clear and cold. The ship still sits in the harbor, though the winds change course, and the hot summer air's blowing through an open car door. And just as we're sitting there talking, I feel a change in the night. And the feeling starts to shine through the faint starlight. And the north wind began to blow. Do you hear the trees all alone? You had to go down the road. I still feel it blowing, clear and cold. I'm standing here alone. As the clouds fill the sky, and the ship's on its way down south, leaving its cargo behind. And it's time for me to leave. You're already long gone. I never really know. And I'll be back before too long, when the north wind begins to blow. If you hear the trees all along the shore, my heart, as you said, you had to go. Down the road, I still feel it blow, clear and cold.
And longing. And to solicit a response. So we're, you know, we're manipulative in that way.
But thank you for joining us for this Saturday night. Thank you for
hearing a series of experiments here. The experiments continue, not all of them succeed. I'm doing some rewrites. Right now it's Act 1, Scene 3. You knew that was a problem. And so some of you may know I'm working on this show called Bull Durham the Musical, which is based on the 1986 MGM movie about baseball, minor league baseball, and the women who love them. And yes, it continues in development, so hopefully now it's next year. I wish it was this year, but hopefully it's next year.
It was
so
great in Atlanta.
Thank you for coming to see it in Atlanta for the out-of-town trial. Thank you for coming down to see it. And the fingers crossed for a year from now, we'll see you all in New York.
Amarillo.
Thank you. Amarillo by morning. You want Pensacola, don't you, Charlie? That's the one you want. Four nights in Pensacola. That's one of the songs from the show. Here's a song that is not from the show. But it's a song that needed writing. Flew into Miami just the other day, sat beside a total fool, selling me on Donald Trump the entire way. Talk about a Moscow mule back in the USSR. Don't know how screwed we all are, but back in the USSR. November night, wake up and your country is gone. Girl, the heavy eyebrows coming back in style. Honey, get your Brezhnev on, back in the USSR. Don't know how screwed we all are, boys. Back in the US, back in the US, back in the USSR. The Kremlin boss houses will police our speech, so keep your voices low. We'll all go swimming at the Georgia beach and disco dancing at the Gulag Archipelago. Go, go, go. From across the square, poison in your cup of tea. Little tiny bit of hacking here and there. How bad can a KGB back in the USSR? Don't know how stupid you are, but back in the USSR. Do it, Rob! We'll all go swimming at the Georgia beach and dancing at the Kula Kula Raga 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 Raga. Kids, the Iron Curtain's coming back again, better than it was before. Grab your antique single hat and ermine coat. Baby, it's a cold, cold war back in the USSR. We don't know how screwed we are. Survived a civil war, but we lost Bush versus Gore in my strange nation, America. My strange nation, built on the backs of slaves who were sailed here across the waves from far away. This cruel experiment was ended by a president assassinated for going to see a play. My strange nation gave the Indians our germs. They surrendered on our terms, as in died. Their survivors filed appeals, so we gave them roulette wheels in my strange nation, America. And my strange nation has lost its mind again. It does every now and then, so it seems. And it seems this time around, we sent a tiny fingered clown to the White House to live out all his dreams. And my strange nation now has an autocrat, and an orange one at that, at the helm. 'Cause he rallied all his troops, and the Russians played us all for dupes in my strange nation, America. But spits off and recover the soul that makes us strong. And my frustration is just a product of my strange but loyal love for this land, for its mountains and its lakes, tornadoes and earthquakes, for its poets and pioneers, for its fetishes and fears, for its freedom of dissent, for its greasy government. And I will not change this stance. I will not move to France. I will always hold out one more chance for my strange nation, America.
Last night I heard
you got till it's gone. Hey, parent, put up a bargain line. Oh, they pay a paradise, put up a parking line. They pay a paradise, put up a parking line. I see trees of green, red roses too. I see you yeah, them bloom for me and you. And I
myself, what a wonderful world.
Again, Winneka.
No.
I see skies of blue,
clouds of white. Bright blessed day, dark sacred night.
Also on the faces of the people passing by, I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying that I love you.
I hear babies cry.
I hear babies cry.
Watch them grow.
I see them grow.
They'll learn much more than I'll ever know.
Wow.